Time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Diana Butler, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater. And today we head to Midland. And a special event coming up next weekend, the Midland Area Community Foundation's River Days. And Ben Tierney, who's the communications director for the Community Foundation there, joins us on the line. You take advantage, obviously, of boat rides, lots of music, food, entertainment. It sounds like it's going to be kind of a fun weekend, the 18th and 19th, isn't it, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me. It's really just a jam-packed event. I mean, we try and get something for all ages, everything from a petting zoo for the kids to a beer and wine tasting for the adults. Lots of concerts mixed in, kids' concerts, lots of country music. This year is kind of the theme, so should be a lot of fun.
Well, Midland is located in a rather unique spot. Obviously, you've got, you know, Saginaw Bay City to your left. You got Lansing not that far away from the south. You've got, you know, Mount Pleasant, Central Michigan, that whole thing there. So you're kind of almost like the hub of the wheel, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We call it the Great Lakes Bay region. So we're kind of right in the heart of the Great Lakes Bay region. And, yeah, like you said, we used to call it Tri-Cities, Saginaw Bay, Midland. But, yeah, we kind of include the Mount Pleasant area and then to the north, too. So, kind of right in the middle of Michigan.
All right. So give us some more details, I guess, maybe run down maybe what some of the acts are, some of the specific things that people can see and do during the River Days.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're coming out on Friday night, that's July 18th, I'd say that's probably more for the young adult to adult crowd. Got those riverboat rides going, kayak tours, cornhole washer toss. There's food vendors out there the whole weekend, so lots of great food selection. But that's the night that we've got the Michigan, all Michigan beer and wine tasting. Then there's also a mud volleyball tournament. I think there's still spots open if you've got a team and want to sign up for that. And then entertainment that night, we've got the Carrie Lynch Band, Brinley Addington, and then Gunner and the Grizzly Boys, which is a great kind of southern rock band. They're going to kick us off that evening.
All right. And then on Saturday, what's it look like then?
Saturday's more for the kids during the day, and we start things off right at 7:30 in the morning. So we've got a breakfast on the riverboat that supports the Midland County Youth Action Council. And then we've still got that mud volleyball, the kayak tours going that whole day, and then all kinds of kids' concerts. And we get all the nonprofits from Midland County, a lot of nonprofit folks who come in and put on all these kids' activities, these just great face painting and all kinds of stuff for the kids during the day. And then we've got that live music again in the evening. It starts off with Shayla Brown Band. We've got Chris Hitchcock and Small Town Son. And then Brandon Chase, who some people might recognize as he was on The Voice last year. And then the evening ends with fireworks. So.
All right. It's all happening at Chippewassee Park in Midland. Is it the Tittabawassee River that passes through?
Correct. Okay. Correct. It goes through Tittabawassee, and actually it meets the Chippewa River. So okay. Chippewassee Park. Yep.
All right. In Midland. So, again, this is happening next weekend, Friday night and Saturday. Is there a website folks can get more information about this, Ben?
Absolutely. You want to head to riverdaysmidland.com. And then you can also reach out to us on Facebook, too. We're posting updates every day about some of the acts coming in and different things. So.
All right. It's the Midland Area Community Foundation's River Days, Chippewassee Park in Midland, July 18th and 19th. Hopefully weather turns out well for you, Ben, and that you have a fun time for this. All right?
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Ben Tierney, who's the Director of Communications for the Midland Area Community Foundation, with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update. It's brought to you by Diana Butler, financial advisor with Edward Jones in Coldwater.